was in my career, it's very funny. I did a lot of sort of off-Broadway, like Boston, Points West, whatever stuff. And then really my first film role was opposite Warren Beatty and Jack Nicholson in The Fortune, directed by Mike Nichols. So it was sort of like being shot out of a cannon. And I remember that as opposed to building up, you know, through supporting roles and whatever. So I think probably I was talking about that. And I kind of, it was sort of like, you know, being catapulted to a point and saying, how did I get here?
You find yourself sometimes pinching yourself to believe that it really is true.
Oh, no, now I'm used to it.
The Lady and the Clarinet is a romantic comedy. You play a woman in search of love and memories of past loves.
Right.
You play Luba in this. Are there any parallels in the play to the real life of Stockard Channing?
Oh, sure. I think there's parallels to any woman's life or any man. It's really this is a person at a certain point in their life who looking back over their romantic history, if you will, and while she's telling the story of her life to this man, a clarinetist, who she's hired for the evening for this dinner with another man coming through the door, she finds herself literally reenacting and going back to the past when she's 16 and when she's maybe about 28, maybe when she's about 35, and reenacting these love affairs. And I think we'd all like to sort of roll the tape back and reenact events in our life and see how we feel about them. And so a lot of it is about when we think of our memories, how it helps us, how it makes us sad, what we want to change, what we can't change, and that. And that's what the play is sort of about.
You've been so busy making films, working in television and so forth. Why have you decided to do this production and appear off-Broadway?
Well, you see, really I started on the stage, and I love to act on the stage. And it's something that I was very drawn to. I've been connected with it about a year now. We've worked on it in a workshop and whatever. And it's written by Michael Christopher, who got a Pulitzer Prize for The Shadow Box, which is kind of a different sort of piece than this, since this is a comedy. And it's directed by Gordon Davison, who is a very well-known director, who directed Tony Award-winning and all that sort of nonsense and whatever. So I saw these people, and I find in life when I've learned, let's put it that way, I've learned that it's the people involved in something that really give you a good experience. It becomes a good experience. It's not where it is, whether it's in television or whether it's in movies or whether it's on the stage. If a bunch of good people with good material come at you, you should go with it.
But you also feel more of a kinship when you're dealing with a live audience and those folks
are
right
there.
Oh, yeah,
I love it. I mean, I think that it's the one area of the business that you really helps you get better at your craft. It's hard to get better in movies and television.
You have often been compared to a number of famous people over the years. They say you have the comedic style of Carol Lombard, the voice of Myrna Loy, the wackiness of Jean Arthur, and the looks of Elizabeth Taylor. How do you like those comparisons?
I don't know. It sounds like one of those funny magazine articles where they put pieces together. I don't know. I have always been compared to a lot of people, none of whom resemble each other. So I kind of feel like a mutt, you know?
But that Elizabeth Taylor comparison, a younger and thinner Elizabeth Taylor, frequently comes up in the columns about you.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. There aren't that many of us black Irish types around, I guess.
And the future after this play, what does that hold for Stockard Channing?
Well, I'm hoping it's going to be a wonderful success and will run a long time and like that. So we're taking it one day.
Well, thank you very much. And we're going to look for you off-Broadway in The Lady and the Clarinet, Stockard Channing.
Thank you. And now-